Lost Dogs and Lonely Hearts by Lucy Dillon. Read by Jilly Bond. Chapter 1. When February started, Rachel Fielding had a middling to glamorous career doing PR for internet companies, a boyfriend who regularly bought her flowers and dressed better than she did, a cleaner, and a skin age 3 years younger than her actual age, which was 39. By the second week, however, she had, in one simple manoeuvre, managed to lose the love of her life, her Chiswick flat, and her job. Rachel also discovered, that same morning, her first grey streak, which stood out a mile in her thick dark hair, and got a text from her sister Amelia accusing her of forgetting her niece's 5th birthday, because not having children doesn't mean you can be so bloody selfish. The sacking, or the dumping, or the grey hair was depressing enough on its own, but all three together was more punishment than even someone skilled in spinning bad news could take. Rachel longed, yearned, to be lying face down in a puddle of Bailey's ice cream, listening to Joy Division, but instead she was sitting on a plastic chair in a solicitor's office in Longhampton, a country town where the arrival of Waitrose was still something of a talking point, listening to a lecture on inheritance tax from a middle-aged man who kept referring to her as Ms. Fielding and to himself as myself. Rachel had just inherited what Gerald Flint was pleased to call a substantial holding, but all she could really focus on right now was the fact that she, like her late Auntie Dot before her, was headed for a dwindling twilight of dog hair and ready meals for one. Every time she tried to concentrate...